There's a new legal spat between two parties on the same side of the gun rights issue in Illinois. WGLT's Eric Stock explains an attorney who won a court ruling against the state's new assault weapons ban has a problem with how a similar lawsuit was filed.
State Representative Dan Calkins, a Republican who represents rural parts of McLean County, filed a lawsuit to stop Illinois' new assault weapons ban. A Southern Illinois judge struck down the law a few days earlier, but the ruling applied to fewer than 900 plaintiffs, not the entire state. Calkins says he has about 900 gun owners and firearms dealers joining his lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker, the legislative leaders, and state attorney general. Several who signed up for the lawsuit claim they've been duped. That's according to a new court filing. Calkins asks anyone who joins the lawsuit to contribute $200 to his legal defense fund. That defense fund is actually Calkins' political campaign fund.
Dan should have went to law school is what I would tell him, and he didn't.
That's Tom DeVore, the attorney who filed the first lawsuit. He called Calkins' actions suspect.
I find it odd that a politician would solicit funds from citizens for legal defense of a law like this and then have them submit them to his campaign account.
Representative Calkins says he believes his legal defense fund is above board because he's not collecting donations to enrich himself. He's trying to overturn a law he sees as unjust.
Well, the legal expenses are to benefit all of us.
Calkins says he was clear to anyone who wanted to donate, and no one was forced to pay anything to join his lawsuit.
Everything that we've sent out has been perfectly clear. And where to send the money has been perfectly clear.
The lawsuits are similar in content. DeVore argued successfully the ban on assault-style weapons violates equal protection provisions because the ban does not, for example, apply to military members, but it does to retired military. Representative Calkins says he offered to pay DeVore $5,000 for a copy of his legal filings. DeVore says he refused to accept payment and turned the documents over to Calkins' attorneys at no charge.
Dan Calkins merely plagiarized the legal arguments that I made, and I'm okay with that.
There's one key difference between the two lawsuits. Anyone who joins the Calkins litigation is not listed as a plaintiff. Instead, they are made members of an unincorporated association called the Law Abiding Gun Owners of Macon County. Calkins says that way, those who are suing can stay secret and would never be called for a deposition. Calkins says anyone who feels uncomfortable with the donations to his campaign fund can get their money back.
If they made a donation, which some have, I made it perfectly clear that I would refund any donation made.
Calkins points out Tom DeVore charges his clients $200 each.
If it were Mr. DeVore, that'd be $180,000 in his pocket.
Calkins and DeVore clearly agree on the assault weapons ban. Both are Republicans. DeVore recently mounted an unsuccessful bid for Illinois Attorney General. Calkins says he appreciates DeVore's, quote, trailblazing lawsuit that opened the door for others to challenge the assault weapons ban. DeVore filed court papers asking a Macon County judge to order Calkins to return all donations. DeVore scoffs at any suggestion he and Calkins are competing for clients.
I can't imagine Dan's looking to take people's money. I don't see him as being that kind of guy, but to say we're competing for the same clients is laughable. I've got enough clients.
On the question of whether the donations are legal, that's a gray area. Matt Dietrich is spokesperson for the Illinois State Board of Elections. He says this is uncharted territory.
The Illinois Election Code and the Illinois Campaign Finance Act do not specifically allow this situation, and they don't specifically prohibit this use of campaign funds.
Dietrich says the State Elections Board would take up the matter if someone files a complaint. I'm Eric Stock.
An Illinois appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling against the state's assault weapons ban in the case DeVore filed in Effingham County. A hearing in the Calkins lawsuit is scheduled for Friday.